Merry Christmas, Dad.
Merry Christmas, Mother. What a happy time this is for most people, and especially for us in this country.
Yes, it is. But in addition to the joy of celebrating the birth of God's great gift to us, I've been thinking what else makes Christmas such a joyous time.
We don't have to think very hard, for our lives have been so full of blessings that Christmas is just one of the incidents in a chain of happenings.
I've been thinking back to our first Christmas together, when we were eagerly awaiting the coming of our first little one. And then all those years when Arthur, Whitney, and David were so excited about the coming of Santa. Do you remember when Santa used really to come on Christmas morning with gifts in his white bag on his back? Where were you, Daddy? You always seemed to be somewhere else at the time. And the boys were always so disappointed that you didn't see him. Wait! Wait! Who's coming on the porch? Oh, my!
Ho, 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 ho! Well, 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 well.
Why, bless me, if it's not Santa.
Well, I thought I would catch you in. I heard the music. Oh, I forgot you. No, no, no. I'm old, so visiting the folks in Hamden and Franklin Township and... Oh, I'm not forgetting little David and his new girl either. She's some baby, ain't she? Who would have thunk it? Well, well, I wanted to bring you a happy greeting. Now I must hurry on, and I'll shake hands and wish you good health, great joy, and lots of gifts. I'll see you again next Christmas. Goodbye, and God bless you both.
Goodbye, Santa. Be careful of the doorstep.
Well, well, that was great, Mother. Doesn't that remind you of the things when the youngsters were around? It just seems like yesterday, I declare it does.
When I heard Santa's voice, incidents came crowding into my memory like pictures on a screen.
Yes. And do you remember when Arthur wouldn't march from Sunday school and old Santa walked up to him and whispered something in his ear and the words acted like magic? He took Santa's hand and marched and the other kiddies to the Christmas tree with a happy smile. I believe he was only 2.5 years old then, wasn't he?
I think so. And what a rascal Whitney was. Do you recall the Christmas Eve when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse? Santa was busily filling stockings. And you looked around towards the cot and discovered little Curly Head sitting up with eyes wide open, watching Santa as he put gifts into the stockings. Old Santa, having finished his work, then bent down with his hands on his knees and looking into the face of the youngster, smiled. Then he twiddled his fingers to the little fellow and laughed and left.
Yes. And electric trains. Oh, what a source of fun for both father and boys as the trains were erected each year around the tree. I wonder if David remembers when he received the electric crane. How he played for hours lifting nails and pieces of metal from the train to a toy truck.
I remember. The years went by. Busy years. Happy years. Troubled years. That pesky old depression did press us into close quarters, but it drew us more closely together. Our boys grew from the little girl stage to teenagers. Arthur with his homemade amateur radio set. What wonders he accomplished. Whitney with his violin. Remember when the truant officer said that Whitney was not in school? We told her he could doubtless be found in the music room with his violin. Sure enough, he was there. David was still a small boy while the brothers were doing big boy things.
But David did do things. He wore out a baseball bat hitting stones from the road in front of the happiness of the field ahead. There was not much left of that old bat as each hit gouged out a place in the side of the bat.
I remember that, too. And the times we had with our dog, Labby. I remember when he used to get into bed with Arthur in the early morning and crawl over against the wall and there snuggle in, watching you get the fire lighted and the kettle boiling. What times we had with that dog. He was truly a part of the family, and we knew it.
I wonder whether the boys will remember the song, Maggie, the Cows Are in the Clover. How lustily we used to sing it. It seemed sometimes as if the wood rang with the noise of our voices.
Why don't you try to sing it, Dad?
Oh, I guess I can remember some of the words. Let me see. Oh, yes, I remember the chorus. Maggie, Maggie, the cows are in the clover. They trampled it since noon. Don't go there, Maggie, to the old wood barn. Oh, Mother, aren't we doting sentimentally on days gone by?
Yes, we are. But I like to do that occasionally.
But what could be more pleasant as we sit here on this Christmas morning in our little jewel box home?
Memory brings before us the first Christmas when Arthur was away at Purdue. David, who was missing him a great deal, was philosophical about it all for fear that we would show some emotion. Another memorable occasion was when our curly head, Whitney, home from Bucknell, spent Christmas morning with us and then hurried off to Kingston with a diamond ring to place on the finger of his sweetheart.
And then came graduations from Purdue, New York University Medical School, Allegheny, Pittsburgh University with degrees and more degrees, while both of us at home were carrying on our busy lives, bursting with pride at any new step up the ladder.
And then our girls. Arthur brought us our first daughter, Jamie, rather shy, yet full of courage as she left her home surroundings in distant Indiana to make a home in a strange and bigger world. They gave us our first granddaughter, Cynthia, little firecracker, now growing into sweet and attractive womanhood. Then Jamal Norma tells us the secret why Whitney was in such a hurry to pop the question. Her sweet personality is manifested in the training of her four stray-like girls, aided by much-loved Nana, who has made her home with them for these precious years.
And hasn't the stork been busy through the years? Look at Diana, the little dancing elf. Remember how she used to flirt with me as she looked under her eyelashes when but a tiny girl? Do you suppose that she will ever stop talking? Then comes our story, dependable Arthur Sheldon III, our first grandson. We expect big things from him. He is bouncing through his schoolwork with much success.
Yes, the sweet little Nancy, quiet, deep-thinking Nancy. What a joy she is. Then there's our Robin, a ray of sunshine, always happy and gay. He keeps his daddy hopping and hoping. Then comes my little namesake, Barbara, a little glowing spark with a personality all her own. What a fine woman she will make. Finally, the two babies, Elizabeth and Ruby, each precious in her own way, and each filling a big place in the hearts of father and mother.
And what about our lovely new daughter, whom David has given us? Shall we ever forget the great joy of our weekend this fall swinging there with all our boys and girls, even the whirl of the airplane trip could not compare with the overwhelming experience of uniting David and Helen in the bonds of matrimony. It was a crowning experience in our lives, and we relive it over and over again.
As this trip drew on this Christmas morning, we would happily have all our family with us and spend all the morning opening packages.
What a time that would be. What morning. Gifts piling up everywhere. Everybody told me at the same time how this surprised us. And even though we are miles distant, we can talk to our folks just the same. What shall we say to the folks in Hamlin, in Franklin Township, in Wilmington?
Daddy, we want to tell them and all our family how much we love them. But words cannot express our full feelings.
Well, let us say from our heart, yes. God bless you all, and may you have a merry Christmas
and a very happy New Year.